So apparently you hate Big Eva as much as I do. Today's show is going to be a follow-up from yesterday. So if you haven't watched yesterday's show, check it out. It has to do with surveys and the amount of people that have a negative perception or opinion of sports because of the Black Lives Matter, because of the protests, because of all these different things. I really recommend you check it out. And I applied it to the election, and I think that's a good sign for Trump and all that good stuff. But I forgot or didn't mention yesterday that this applies to someone else too, Big Eva. And we're going to talk about that today. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing the show with a friend, becoming a Fight Laugh Feast member. Go to flfnetwork.com, put in HTBT in the memo field. You'll get a sweet 15-ounce mug like you can see behind me. You get tons of other benefits. I hope to see you at the conference in Tennessee, October 1st through the 3rd. I don't know if you guys are following me or not on the Twitters, but you can do that, How to Build a Tent. And I got to a point where I was just so disgusted. There's been very few times in my life where I have felt gross that people call themselves a Christian and say or do or act the ways that they do, because I'm a Christian and that is an association with me. And it makes me sick. It makes me disgusted when sometimes this happens and I have to be associated with them because they're naming the name of Christ as well. I totally understand what Christ is saying in Revelations about wanting to spit you out. You're disgusting. You're revolting to me. I don't want anything to do with you, as he says into a church in the book of Revelation. And I was just scrolling through Twitter today, and it reminded me of the conversation that, or the tweets that I was having with the attack, that Rachel Denhollander, the one who did give an eloquent speech to the coach and to the press and to the world of the people, gave a speech about or at the end of the trial of her coach who molested and abused tons of children. It was fantastic. It was great. She gave glory to God. That was really great. The Rachel Denhollander after this, not so great. And this week, I literally saw her attacking Ted Cruz for asking the Department of Justice for going after and looking into any criminal violations Netflix might have had for their Cuties movie that we've all heard about. Never would I have thought in my whole life would I be sharing the name of Christ with people attacking government officials for writing a letter for an inquiry to prosecute and defend children and to defend against the damage that is going to be done by glorifying, edifying, and showing women in this light, showing children in this light. It literally made me sick. I wanted to throw up. I felt so disgusted. Oftentimes, I feel angry. I feel enraged. Very few times have I felt disgusting and just gross, like I felt violated myself. It's absolutely disgusting. And this is a person that's platformed, that's championed, that is with the feminists, that is with the many people that are doing things, suing the church that's not biblical. You shouldn't be suing the church. You shouldn't be suing Christians. You should be taking the wrong, as the Bible says. And I was just going through and looking at some of the tweets today, and a lot of them, my good friend AD Robles was retweeting, mostly peaceful Dave, fiery, but mostly peaceful Dave, was pointing out how he was saying, can we go back to 5 years ago when Big Eva regularly put out articles arguing YouTube and podcasts aren't church? Instead, they're actually the only way they love your neighbors. And he's pointing out the inconsistencies of Big Eva and what they're putting out there, what the ERLC is doing, what the Gospel Coalition is putting out there. Kobe Libalt, who actually blocked me on Twitter, so I don't even know how I'm seeing this, but AD retweeted it. 2 years ago, Russell Moore jumped at the chance to insinuate John MacArthur was a racist. And he's contrasting that with also where he defends the Muslims, putting a mosque in Ground Zero. They're silent. And then someone else retweeted, where is God when your dog dies? This is a Gospel Coalition article. Out of all the things happening right now, where is God when your dog dies? And going through some more. I mean, it's just absolutely insane. I'm just scrolling through right now. AD's retweets. When Big Eva responds to something with the quickness, as AD says, that's what they really care about. So when there's an article, when there's a statement put out by Russell Moore, went by the Gospel Coalition, by somebody in Big Eva authoritative positions, when there's a statement that comes out quickly, they care about it. But when they respond a week later with careful, nuanced opinion pieces, that is the stuff they would care less about and only discuss because they were obligated to do it. They're checking the box. And I've been going through this to get progressive Christians like Dr. Moore and ERLC involved in defending Grace to You and John MacArthur. Grace to You should identify as a mosque. This would guarantee concern by progressives. And I'm just going through this and reading through this today on Twitter as I'm looking for something business, something economics to talk about. And I'm thinking about what I was saying yesterday and how the franchises and the organizations and sports don't understand who their customer base is and the damage it's doing to their brand and the lessons we should learn from that. And I failed to mention that Big Eva, the Gospel Coalition, ERLC, Dr. Moore, all of these people who are writing these articles and pushing the agenda and the narratives, the party lines that they have been told to push, Joe Carter and now QAnon is a sin and you and conspiracy theories and all this stuff. And now if you are against a pedophilia, you're QAnon or whatever you call it. I've never even seen it. I don't even know what it is. It's like, what is it? A blog or website, a server or something where people post stuff and talk about things. And it's you just realize that they're committing the same problem that NFL is doing, that the MLB is doing. And these people are doing the same thing, and it's not going to be sustainable, thank God. Thank God it won't be. But the problem is, and what gets me so angry and what gets me so disgusted is, unlike the NFL, where they lose ratings from this and they lose respect of people, is these people are representing Christ. They're representing the name I have in Christ. And they are doing irreparable damage. I shouldn't say irreparable, because Jesus can redeem and save, and his mercy and grace goes beyond any damage of sin, can exponentially can apply and save us all. But the consequences and the game that we're playing is such, to the nth degree, higher stakes than any sport, to any business, to any country. And we are looking up to these people that are sold out, not for Christ, but for this world. And we see them lockstep with the agenda of the world. And we see them naming our name, the name we identify with. And they're using a narrative that we are against, that is against us. And we're at a point now where we have to call them out for their attacks against people trying to fight against pedophilia. It's got to be like a triple negative, double negative, or something. It's makes me so sad. Like, it's beyond the point of rage. I just want to break down and cry. It's like, this is the state of where we're at. This is where we're at, guys. These people don't understand. Maybe they do understand and don't care, but we're not with them. And that gives me hope. That gives me hope. But the damage they're going to do along the way. See, I know that we are more than conquerors. I know that in the long term, they are becoming more irrelevant every day. They are becoming less influential every day. But the little influence they have left, they are using it for such destructive purposes. And they're platforming people that are angry when we stand up against people that are portraying children in sexual ways. That's what Christianity has become in America. That's where we are, guys. It makes me want to throw up. It's disgusting. I am so honored and thankful to be part of the people wanting to tear down these institutions. I don't want to be part of them. I don't want to be associated with them. I don't want them to be named Christian organizations ever again. They're destructive. They're evil. They speak out for the wrong things. They're silent on the important things for the kingdom. They're not helpful. They aren't useful. They don't benefit us. They're not a net positive. The very few positive things they do not outweigh the damage and the... I don't want to go there. Do you want to live with these institutions? Are you happy with them? Some of you support them. Some of you in the SBC support them. Some of you click on and read their articles and share the good ones, whatever those are. It's time to stop. It's time to tear down these institutions. They don't represent you. They tarnish your name. If I don't know what is more taking the Lord's name in vain. And when I'm saying that in the sense of like cussing or saying, you know, Jesus Christ or something like that, but literally taking his name and how we're identified in his banner, I don't know how much more can it be a taking it in vain than we're getting indignant on a politician wanting the Department of Justice to look into the existing laws and how a company that's promoting pedophilia has damaged it. But we're absolutely silent when this very same day that you're calling for this and trying to shame this politician, that the governor of California signed the law that allows pedophilia. I don't want to be side by side with these people. I don't want them associated with us anymore. They need to be burned. Hopefully they are refined and can come out pure in Christ. But these evil works need to be burned away. I don't know what else to say, guys. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this and if in agreement. I'd love to see some solidarity on this. I'd love to see some tweets and Facebook posts and all those things. If you're with me on this, man, we need to rally together, guys. This is disgusting. I just feel so gross with where we are at. Our idolatry has blinded us. Our idolatry has made us impure, and we need to repent.